Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church. It is great to be here on a coolish Sunday morning without tons of smoke in the air. And so what a wonderful place to be this morning. I am back. I wasn't expecting applause, but wow, that'll go to your head. So I've had a great holiday. I spent a week up on the Bruce Peninsula at Marshall Lake. It was beautiful, hiking the Singing Sands Beach and being at a farmer's market in Lion's Head and Tobermory. Wonderful, wonderful week. Then I got home and Heather had to go back to work. So I had a list of things to do. And in that time, I managed to paint the master bedroom, redo our closet organizers, buy a new area rug, move 5 yards of soil into the backyard and level it, seed that soil, fix the fences in the backyard, and repair the dishwasher in the kitchen. So I got to... Needless to say, I am thrilled to be back at church. Besides that, the only other announcement that I have that's going on is if you take a look in the Sterling Vestry, you'll see that there are some changes there. It's not complete, but we have redone the stairs so that they are safer to get up into the Great Hall. And this week, a solid steel railing is being manufactured and should be put in place so that it'll be easy to get up those, instead of 2 stairs, the 3 stairs that are easier and better to do. So things are happening. I don't know of any other announcements than that. Okay, then that is the story of what's going on. Let's take a moment and prepare ourselves for worship. Would the congregation please stand? Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence. Give us pure hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we await adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it all together. You press upon me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful, and I know it well. My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my limbs yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book. They were fashioned day by day, when as yet there was none of them. How deep I find your thoughts, O God! How great is the sum of them!
Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus put before the crowd another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would also uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burnt, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who has sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected up and burnt up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all cause of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Let anyone with ears listen. Hey, Jesus, thanks. What is that all supposed to mean? There's a real sense of certainty with this gospel reading. There's a certain polarization with weeds and wheat that separate the two of them. Clearly, some things are weed and some things are wheat. And yet, as people who come together, as human beings, I find one of the hardest things to do is actually figure out which one is weed and which one is wheat. As a society, oftentimes when we make a decision about what is weed, we end up causing more harm to ourselves than if we were just to allow things to grow together. Anytime we select or figure out that someone is just plain wrong and evil for the sake of it, we end up making a discernment and a judgment that I truly believe wounds us more than the people we try to separate. There's a real point in this parable that I have come to appreciate. And it's when the servants come up to the landowner and they say, "What are we supposed to do about this situation? Things aren't the way they're supposed to be. You planted good seed. It's supposed to be a good crop, and it's not going the way that we want it. What are we supposed to do about it?" And the answer is, let them grow together. Let them grow together. Because in separating it out, you'll cause more damage to the good things then you would cause help for them to grow on their own. Now, in my research for this sermon, one of the things that I found really helpful was a comment from some scholars about biblical texts wondering why Matthew would choose this gospel to put into his book, his letter that he was writing to a community. And one of the theories was, here are a group of early Christians before the stained glass windows, before the certain doctrines that have come together and are worshiping this fellow named Jesus. And as this community forms and develops, like any human community, sometimes there are conflicts and struggles and people that are just doing it the wrong way. And Matthew, in his recognition of human society, writes this parable and includes it for the very sake that walking alongside people that are different, that don't do things the way that we want to, that could be perceived by us as weeds, is going to be the real experience of our lives. And the spiritual wisdom of what we are to do with it is key. It's not our job to be the one that separates, that harvests in. Jesus clearly says that's the angel's job. Our job is to grow in the likeness of God. And even in the gospel itself, we read about the disciples who are clearly supposed to be pure wheat, have their own problems, their own struggles. And so not only in a church society or in a country society, but also in our own lives, we can see and feel that there is wheat and there are weeds in them as well. We are invited to let those things grow, to live in the disharmony of this current age, trusting that in the future, in God's plan, that they will shine more gloriously than the sun. God is the one who separates what's wheat and what's weed, not us. That calls us to live in an uncomfortable place. It's not to give up on everything. It's not to try to forget and just let everything happen the way that it should. But it invites us into a place where we have to recognize that we don't know all the answers. We don't know who's wheat and who's weed. We don't. And even in ourselves, we don't always know what's wheat and what's weed. My spelling mistakes are things of legend. It would be nice for me to fix that. That is a weed in my life. But there are those who've come alongside and helped me with that. And those have been moments of wheat. Life isn't as simple as saying, well, that's weed, that's wheat, that's weed, that's wheat. It's far more complex, and we just don't have God's insight or God's wisdom. And so let's not try to pretend we have all the answers. Let's continue to do our best to grow as wheat, to grow the good things that God has placed in us, not worrying about what else is out there, finding ways to bear the best fruit that we can, supporting one another in our differences, in our diversities. And let's be tolerant with ourselves, trusting that maybe through things that we're not happy about, God can cause good things to happen. Let anyone with ears listen. Let anyone with a heart take courage. Let anyone with a mind continue to wonder and ponder and struggle with what God is doing in our midst and in our lives. For in that is the holy work of the church. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit
and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
I'll say, I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart, and you will say, I will glorify your name forever. Righteous Father, through your Son, we are adopted as heirs of your glory. Keep your church faithful to this hope. Open our hearts to be receptive to your awesome presence. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Righteous God, give to governments due proportion in guarding and protecting their people from those of evil intent. Turn all our hearts from ways of hatred to peace. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Righteous God, your love shows compassion and restraint to children of your kingdom and to those who would disrupt it. Give us the same patience and grace to be agents of your transforming love. Fortify us in the struggle of your dawning kingdom. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Righteous Father, as we wait with longing for your glory, be with all who groan and endure hardship. Bring your light to our darkness. We pray today especially for Kate, Beverly, Melanie and Elizabeth, Sally, Cheryl, Brian, Imelda, Peter, Mary, Charles and family, Jimmy and family. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Righteous God, gather to yourself all who earthly days have come to an end. May they shine in the brightness of your eternal glory. Today we remember especially Skip. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Will the congregation please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another.
Peace. 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 Pe God, accept our praise and thanksgiving. Help us in all we do to offer ourselves as a true and living sacrifice through Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. And now our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in one bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
See his face.
the Lord's loving kindness surround you, keep you safe as you journey on your way. May He lead you and inspire you as He grants you the gift of each new and cherish them, every friend, every stranger at your door. In the name of His Son, our Savior Christ, may God bless
O God, as we are strengthened in these holy mysteries, may our lives be a continual offering, holy and acceptable in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
My friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And a big round of applause for Ralph. Thank you so much, Ralph.